Social security numbers are used for just about everything: financial records, medical records, legal documents. And that makes them susceptible to fraud, which is why Medicare, the federal health insurance program for people age 65 and older, is taking these digits off the cards it distributes to enrollees. 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that Pennsylvania residents will be among the first affected by this change as they receive the new cards as early as next month.
Having Social Security numbers on Medicare cards makes recipients easy targets for fraud. So Medicare is printing new cards where instead of SSNs, they'll have randomized 11-digit IDs. John Houston, Vice President of Information Security and Privacy at UPMC, has some mixed feelings about this change.
If you think about what the Social Security number was intended to be, it was a way for the federal government to identify individuals for certain purposes, whether it be Social Security benefits or other things.
In order to keep these new numbers uncompromised, Houston says Medicare should be their only purpose. Joanne Grossi, state president of AARP Pennsylvania, was a regional director at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services back in 2015 when Congress mandated Medicare get rid of Social Security numbers on its cards. She says this change is a good move.
If you lose your purse, if you lose your wallet, and frankly, even when every time you're handing off that card to someone or giving someone else that number, it just creates an opportunity.
A note of caution. The cards are getting mailed out automatically. So if someone calls to say they need personal information in order to send you the new card or tells you to pay a fee, don't respond. That's a scam. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.